This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Our visit with Mary Chapin Carpenter continues now outside on a porch that wraps most of the way around her white farmhouse. There are horses in the paddock, cats on the loose, and that same small dog, Mona, is sitting quietly on Mary Chapin's left leg, just under the neck of her guitar.
I have often heard and read that you, as a young woman, had a great imagination. That the songs you write really speak to an imagination, a healthy imagination that you had when you were a child, when you were young, and you thought about in your mind and in your dreams the kind of place that you hope to land as an adult. Is this what you had in mind?
Well, I have to tell you that if you were asking this of my folks, they would all tell you that when I was a kid, I had a farm. A plastic farm on a table right outside of my room, and I would just play at this farm, you know, just moving the little animals around and the farmer around and all this kind of stuff for hours. And it would be, you know, where's Mary Chapin? She's playing with her farm. So when I got married and when I met my husband, and you know, he drives a pickup truck and was born and raised out here in this beautiful area, and we live on this beautiful land. It was kind of a joke in my, not a, a good joke in my family that I had achieved my promise, my dream of having my farm, and I could play for real now, you know. So this is definitely my heaven. When I was writing this song that we're going to play, I'd actually started thinking about it after I read an extraordinary novel called The Lovely Bones. And in that book, I won't spoil it for those who haven't read it, but the narrator speaks to the reader from heaven. But what was so interesting was that, and I had never thought of it this way, but she described it as a place where we each have our own perfect place, and you can sort of decide what you want in your heaven. So I started to think, well, what would be in my heaven? And that was the beginning of this song. That was how I came to write it. And so... definitely, I think this place is there.
Nothing shatters, nothing breaks, nothing hurts and nothing aches. We got ourselves one hell of a place in my heaven. Looking down at the world below, a bunch of whining, fighting schmoes. Well, up here we've got none of those in my heaven. Lakes and hills and mountains, music, art, and lighted fountains. Who needs bucks here? No one's counting in my hell. No one works, we all just play. You can pick the weather every day, and if you change your mind, that's okay in my hell. Grandma's up here, Grandpa too, in a condo with to die for views. There's presidents and movie stars. You just come as you are. No one's lost and no one's missing. No more partings, just hugs and kissing. All these stars are just for wishing in my hell. There's little white lights everywhere. Your childhood dog in Dad's old chair. And more memories than my heart can hold. When Eva's singing fields of gold. There's neighbors, thieves, and long-lost lovers. Villains, poets, kings, and mothers. Up here we forgive each other. In my heaven, for every soul that's down there waiting, holding on, still hesitating, we say a prayer of levitating in my heaven. You can look back on your life and lot, but it can't matter what you're not. By the time you're here, we're all we've got. In my heaven, in my heaven, in my heaven.
Things you write about in this song are things that you can see and experience here on this earth if you open your eyes and if you open your heart,
mm-hmm.
which is important to remember at this time of the year.
You wouldn't want to be without them.
And when you sing of Eva singing Fields of Gold,
Eva Cassidy,
of course.
Mm-hmm. When I first heard her voice, and I first heard her singing that song in particular, about memories and love and constancy, I had to pull my car over. It was extraordinary. And I can't imagine heaven without her.
Well, thank you for sharing your piece of heaven on earth with us.
Thank you for coming.
It's been a real pleasure.
Happy holiday.
Mary Chapin Carpenter. We also heard John Jennings on guitar and John Carroll on piano. Mary Chapin Carpenter's most recent CD is Between Here and Gone. Our visit was recorded and mixed by Paris Morgan with Johnny Vince Evans. There's more at NPR.org. From all of us to all of you, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.